Some colleges are beginning the academic year with more freshmen than expected, hundreds more in some cases. This surprise enrollment has school officials scrambling to add extra classes and housing, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The admissions office of a university is like an airline. They both intentionally overbook. It makes sense for schools because every year some students drop out, others defer, and a certain percentage end up choosing another school. If airlines guess wrong, they can always offer free flights. Colleges have to fit everyone in. Take George Washington University in the nation's capital. GW, like most other schools, relies on a complicated formula to figure out how many students to select and how many will actually attend. This year, they got 300 more students than they expected.
And now we have our largest freshman class in history.
Gretchen King with the school's public affairs office says they've been bracing themselves all summer.
It's been a lot of work, hiring additional faculty, offering additional sections, also dining. We knew that we would need more venues. We would need longer hours at those venues to provide our students the opportunity to eat.
And of course, they need a place to sleep. George Washington officials lease space in two downtown hotels for students. Pennsylvania House is one of those corporate hotels that you can rent by the week. There are still businessmen staying here, but the elevator's filled with GW students heading back to their rooms. Mia, a sophomore from Maryland, isn't exactly impressed by our new digs.
It is kind of like a hotel. I mean, it's kind of got the drab colors and the paintings that don't come off the walls. Like, we're stuck with these paintings, you know? Like, it's just a blah kind of room.
Mia doesn't want to sound spoiled. After all, she does like the workout room and the view. But sometimes she says it just doesn't feel like college. An elderly gentleman is leasing the hotel room next door, and they have to keep their music down.
I mean, if you want to have fun, this isn't exactly the place to be.
Other schools are dealing with the same bounty of freshmen. The University of Arizona in Tucson is housing 180 extra students in study lounges. Dartmouth College in New Hampshire offered free room and board next year to freshmen who put off college for a year. And many schools are rushing to build makeshift dorms for another big class in 2002. Jerry Sullivan, the head of an association for admissions officers, says a number of trends fed this freshman bulge.
There is a demographic echo from the baby boom generation of where their children are now entering college.
Plus, there's a higher percentage of high school seniors going on to college.
Add to that that we have a downturn in the economy, more students remain in school.
And add to that, new internet college applications that make it easier to apply to more schools at once, and it becomes harder for colleges to predict how many teenagers will show up.
It puts a lot of stress on employees who are trying to make things as best that they can for the students who are showing up. It puts stress on the community, which in fact then turns around and creates problems for the university or college. It's not a happy circumstance, and no one wants to be there.
Except for those students who would pick a hotel over a dorm room any day. At Howard University in Washington, D.C., a surprisingly large freshman class has forced the school to place upperclassmen at the Holiday Inn, which has a pool on the roof and a bar in the lobby. Although he knows it's a temporary solution, sophomore Kendall Whitlock says security will have to drag him back to the dorms. He loves hotel life.
Nice bathroom, a lot of good mirrors, and it's like every time I come home for class, the bed's made, and it feels really good.
With most students taking it well, the biggest impact of this year's bumper crop of freshmen may fall on high school seniors. Many of the now overcrowded colleges are saying they'll have to be more selective next year. Robert Smith, NPR News.